Hello again, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo. Today we're in part 137 of How to Have God's Life Living in You. This is program number 239. And if you'd like a copy of it, make sure you ask for program 239. It's absolutely, the Lord gave me salvation right out of the clear blue. I didn't believe in God or Jesus, and He came out of the blue and told me that to stand up in an office filled full of people, some movie stars, and a lot of the people that were in an entourage of myself and a person that I was promoting at the time to be a singer, a rock and roll singer. And he told me to stand up on my feet and tell the people in that room about the Lord Jesus Christ and that He's coming back to earth again, or I would surely die. And I'm Jewish. Even the cross up on the hill across from the Hollywood Bowl used to offend me when it was lit up, and I used to think these Gentiles love to exalt death. It reminded me of a graveyard. But the last person that I ever thought that God would come and bring the gospel to would be myself, because I was just into making money for myself and retiring at that time. And this was around the time that the entire Democratic Party came to me and wanted me to do the promotion, to handle the publicity and actually the propaganda for the entire Democratic Party. JFK sent his men over to me and wanted to meet with me to do this, and they also sent Mayor Yorty, Ted Chirac, Bob Empson, Mayor Yorty, I think I mentioned, but I refused to do it because I didn't know that much about politics. But when I read the Bible, I could see, I was afraid that if I put the wrong person into office that, and there is a God, I never totally disbelieved that there might be one, but I certainly couldn't see anything that He was doing here on earth, because the powers of darkness are so evil and present in my life here on earth that I just didn't believe that there was a God. I believe that after you're dead, you're just thrown into a hole and covered up and you're forgotten about. But the Lord came down in that office and told me to stand up and tell the people in that room about Lord Jesus Christ and that He's coming back to earth again, or I would surely die. I said, God, I thought God was love. Why is He threatening, you know, that I'm going to die? And He told me that to tell them that. And I says, finally, after the second time, He started pulling the breath out of me and in and out. And I said, okay, don't kill me. I'll tell them. And at first I told them, I'll tell them tomorrow. I'll send them wires, but they're going to think I'm crazy if I tell them this just out of a clear blue sky with all these movie stars in the place and about a dozen and a half of my own people that were working for me in there. They knew I never talked about God or Jesus, but finally, well, the Lord frightened me so much that I said, okay, I'll tell them right now. And then I started thinking real fast of, I don't know the Bible, I don't know about God, I didn't know about Jesus. And so I remembered a movie that I'd seen when I was on Broadway walking down. I saw this movie, Elmer Gantry, and I didn't have anything to do, and money was rolling in like you can't believe. Because I had the 20 original hits, and every 15 minutes on WABC and WINS and all these different radio stations, you could hear my spot. I'd hear people with the ghetto blasters going down the street with these radios, and I could hear my spot all the time everywhere I'd go. And money was rolling in so much you couldn't even call on the phone. It was a busy line all the time to order the records day and night. Sometimes I'd call at 2 and 3 in the morning, and the lines were still busy, and there was 100 phone lines going at the same time. So I had nothing to do, and I just walked into the movie. I didn't know what it was about. when I got in there, I was hearing, "Oh, Jesus, Jesus." And so, repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And I says, "Oh, my God." I didn't realize it was this kind of, I thought it was like, something down south or something, you know, we're down by the bayou and all this kind of stuff. So I just got up and left. So I remembered them saying, "Repent." And so I did it, I said it, and the Lord, after I kept saying, "Repent, you know, and if you don't repent, if you don't believe what I'm saying," but just before that, when I was arguing with the Lord, before that I says, "Okay, God's telling me to tell you that Jesus Christ is coming back to earth again." And so the Lord put all these different promos that I did in front of me. I did the American Health Studio promo, Canadian Healthways Limited, add more years to your life and more life to your years, add 4 inches for you men or women onto your chest, add 1.5 to 3 inches in 60 days on your arms, and so on and so forth. Join the American Health Studios, and you women join Celebrate Figure Form. And hi there, this is the record. This is Earl McDaniel with the most fantastic record offer of all time. 20 smash hits on one big album. Nobody had an album with 20 smashes on it in the whole world but myself. Advertising on 50,000 watt stations. And the money was just real. They were really all hits. So the Lord says, "You promoted all these things, and now that you know I'm up here, aren't you going to do, what are you going to do with me?" He says, and he was letting me know he could take my life and send my soul to hell right there. So I says, "Oh, my God, I'm sorry." And in other words, he's saying, "You propagandize all these things working out." Even though it was a good thing to do, it was still a lot of propaganda with it. We can't put 3 inches on your biceps in 2 or 3 months, okay? You could probably raise a knot on somebody's head that fast or faster, but you couldn't give them biceps. You may be a Charlie horse or something like that on there. But the thing is that I says, "Oh, my God." And that's when I remembered about Elmer Gantry, and I started telling everybody to repent. And I was so afraid of the Lord that I told him, "If I can't preach God into you, I'll beat the devil out of you." And, of course, I didn't know the rules and regulations that you couldn't threaten people like that, but I knew that God was threatening me. And there's so many of these peacenicks now. You know, this is, you have to have anger management. But you ought to read the Bible and see how many times that the Lord gets angry and full of wrath and is presently pouring some wrath down on this earth right now. And a lot of people say that it's just a natural disaster. No, it's supernatural. The Lord promises these things. And he's promising pestilence on all the people in this world that disobey him. Because disobedience is a great sin. It's a sin to disobey God. And we're here on the last days, and we know that the Vatican, from the Word of God, the church that sits, the whore that sits in the city of the Seven Mountains, the great city of the greatest city of the world, that's Rome. And we know it's the greatest. When I was there, I couldn't believe it. I thought, now it really hit me that when they say Rome was not built in a day, I started laughing. You know, that place could not have ever been built in a day. It's not like the United States where there's a bunch of lampposts and signboards. And everything's made out of sheetrock and 2x4s. But over there, everything is big boulders, and there's huge statues all over the streets. Even people's homes have angels flying over the gates and everything like this. It was like you just couldn't imagine that the place could ever have been built in less than 4,000 or 5,000 years, and with master craftsmen and everything. But at any rate, we know that they're made war against God. They've made war against God. They have made war against the Bible and against Christians. And that's what my message is going to be about today. Because God has now made war against them. And the Bible plainly tells us that we are to, even though we're here in the flesh, we're walking in this world, we're still human beings, we're in the flesh, but we do not war after the flesh, because if you're born again of the Spirit, you have the full Godhead living within you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. They live in you. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. There are weapons that we use against this ungodly cult, which is, I call it, it's very well known to be the homosexual child molesting church. It's very well known to be the mother of every abomination, every war that you've ever seen, every person that's ever been murdered. It was influenced by this brute, this what God calls the beast, and the whore. Now, the whore is the Roman Catholic cult, the child molesting church. They molest the little altar boys. They are calling people the brainwashing church, but if there's anyone that ever used brainwashing, brain damaging, brain to dirty the minds of people, the Bible said it is that child molesting, homosexual, lesbian, thieving, murdering, anti-Christ, anti-Bible, anti-Christian church or cult. They have murdered hundreds and hundreds of millions of human souls, and it states so in the 17th chapter of the book of Revelation. So our weapons are not like theirs. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, are not like propaganda, like, you know, you people are living in sin. They're coming and telling us, of all people, to tell people about sin, are these greatest sinners of the world. But our weapons of warfare are mighty through God, the Word of God. We don't use carnal words. We use God's words to pull down, the pulling down of strongholds, casting down these imaginations, these satanic imaginations of these people, and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. Now, where are they coming against the knowledge of God? They are saying that the Bible is evil, and yet can't teach it in school. It's all right to say that we were monkeys, which we never were. If you want to think that you're a monkey, then you can think that if you want. But God made a difference. He made the monkeys and all these the animals first, the fish, the fowl, and the animals, and then he made mankind. And we're a lot different. He blew the breath of life into our bodies. And then by propaganda, Satan came and caused Eve and Adam to believe Satan rather than the Lord. And so no longer did they have power and dominion over the earth and all the creatures. God took that away. And now for all those years, it's been in the hands of Satan until Jesus came to the world and never listened to any of the accusations of Satan, never allowed him to influence him into sinning. And he tempted him with everything, and he kept himself 100% God's. He was God in the flesh. And therefore his blood was crucial. It's the only means whereby all the sins on our souls can be removed. And why do they have to be removed? Because there's only two places to go after you die. One is the kingdom of heaven. And the other place, if you have sin on your soul, is the pit of hell. So all sin has to be removed. And there's only one detergent powerful enough to take the sin off your soul, and that's the blood of Jesus. That he willingly, I mean, you know, if you know, most of the people in the world, you'd have to drag them to the cross to die for sinners, for a bunch of people that have been thumbing their nose at God, disobeying him. But he, even though we were sinners, went willingly to the cross and allowed himself with his Father by the Spirit, and the Spirit in him, the Father is the Spirit, and allowed himself to be nailed to a cross and allowed himself to go to hell after he died. And then he forgave. He says, Father, forgive them. He asked the Father to do it because these people, these idiots, didn't know what they were doing because they didn't read the Bible. They were a bunch of Gentiles that nailed to the cross, a bunch of Roman Catholics. Yes, it's true that the Jews said, let his blood be upon us and our children. Crucify him. This is the ungodly Jews. But remember, all the first disciples, all the apostles, all the prophets were Jewish. The Jews are the ones that wrote the Bible. If it wasn't for Jews, you people wouldn't even stand a chance. But now the Gentile nations have made Christmas, the date of the Lord's birth, into a drunken holiday. And they have made it a Santa Claus and Easter, the resurrection, where Christ rose from the dead, giving us the faith to know that though if his Spirit and the Father's Spirit is in us, that we too will resurrect from the dead on the day of judgment and will rise up into the kingdom of heaven and will be saved. But those that have not had the sins that they've committed in their life, including the Adamic sin, when we're born, we're born with the Adamic sin on our soul, and we must have it removed in order to go to the kingdom of heaven. And when Jesus said, forgive them, for they know not what they do, it's because there were no preachers around then. And that's why the Lord has entered into those of us by the Spirit, into those of us that believe the gospel and fear God, because we know that if we don't do what he says, his word cannot be broken. We know we would go to hell if we didn't continue on. Even the Apostle Paul, that wrote more than two-thirds of the New Testament, stated if he didn't preach the gospel that he too would go to hell. He would be a castaway. So Jesus said, forgive them, Father, because they don't know what they're doing. And even though they were doing these evil things to him, the Lord knows how horrible hell is and the lake of fire, and that it's forever. And so even though they were doing this to him, what a God that would say, Father, forgive them, for they are ignorant. They're stupid. They don't know the word. They haven't studied the word. I have a Messiah book that tells of the 333 prophecies of the Lord Jesus Christ. And he, Jesus, fulfilled every single one of them. There's no other person on the face of this earth that could have fulfilled them. The Bible tells the exact day when Christ would be born, the Messiah, the Savior of the world. It tells the exact day that he would die, and that he'd have nail-pierced hands and feet, and that he'd be pierced in the side and sold for 30 pieces of silver, that he'd be betrayed by one of his own. Just as people today, the Bible says, would be betraying those that actually led them to the Lord and led them to the baptism of the Holy Spirit and taught them the Bible. And I have a few of them. Jesus, out of 12, had one. Out of the thousands that we've led to the Lord, Sue and myself, I've had around 10 or 12 of them that lined up in a courtroom and told every diabolical lie. They betrayed me and sent me to prison for something that I didn't do. And the Bible states that there's three frog-like spirits. One is the whore. It's going to come out of their mouth. They're the spirit of devils. And another one is coming out of the beast, which is the government, the world, one-world government. We're not supposed to be a one-world government. The Lord broke the governments up and the languages up because he knows that when all the people get together, that they become evil and they think they're powerful. And they even think that they're more powerful than God. And then there's the spirit of the false prophet, and this is the news media, and all those that exalt themselves against the Word of God. And this scripture here talks about they exalt theirself against the knowledge of God, in other words, the Bible. And we're supposed to bring that into captivity every thought to the obedience of the Lord Jesus Christ. And having a readiness to revenge all disobedience. Well, that's why I come against all these disobedient things that I see being done in the world, because the Bible says that we have to be ready to come against all this disobedience that they're exalting. It's all right to have same-sex marriages. It's all right to murder your children and to abort them. And if they're mongoloid, put them to death, or to starve people to death instead of going and praying for them and asking the Lord to heal them. They call it a mercy killing, a suicide. Suicide is murder. You're murdering your own self, and no murderer shall enter the kingdom of heaven. And these wars that are done falsely, they say that this country's got weapons of mass destruction, and so we go over there and bomb millions of those people over there. And everybody waves the American flag and say, hey, we're wonderful, we're patriotic because we kill people on false pretense. 92 to 97% of the people in the world agree that this Waco massacre, that the federal building that was blown up to pieces in Oklahoma City and the World Trade Center were an inside job. And John Peeler wrote a message and sent it over here. He was an FBI man. He was a BAT, a tobacco, Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms person. He was the secret agent for them. And he told that the government did this. They did all these atrocities. And so they're the ones also that are accusing Christians, real Christians, that we're doing something evil because we put evil out of our church. They're saying at this moment that that these different people that have churches are putting men out of the church so that they can have women, young women, and all this. You dirty liars. One thing for sure, I do put sinners out of my church, and I put as many, if not more, females out of the church than I ever have put males out. If they're committing sin in here, and the Bible says in the 11th chapter of Revelation that if people don't measure up to the Word of God here in these last days, now the Lord's doing a different thing in the last days. He says on the cross, forgive them, for they know not what they're doing. But now the gospel's preached all over the world, and so they know what they're doing, and they're deliberately rejecting God and disobeying His word. As a matter of fact, to the point of where they say that evolution, which is a pipe dream made up by some pervert, and teaching our children about that. And they say, if a person wants to go to a public school, you should let them and still let them be in your church. Who are you, government? There's a separation between church and state, remember? Why are you telling us how to run our church? We run the church according to the Word of God. So the Lord has called me to revenge all disobedience and disobedience to the Word of God. That's why you weasels are attempting to take the Bible out of school and make the Bible look evil and your filthy doctrine look good. The Bible said in the last days that the evil spirit of Satan, that Satan's seat is in Rome, the Bible says, would do everything in its power to make that which is evil good and that which is good evil. And that's what you see today. So I've been called. I have a readiness to revenge all disobedience to God's word. And my disobedience is fulfilled. Their disobedience is totally fulfilled. Mine was over with when Christ came to me and told me to preach the gospel to every creature. Those that believe shall be saved, and those that doubt shall be damned. Okay, now, Susie, my beloved wife, who passed away in April 8th, 1982, we were married for 17 years. And there's no other female on the earth that could even hold a candle to her. There's not a male preacher on earth that could hold a candle to her. She was the smartest person I ever knew and the most godly person I ever knew. And when I was recording in the Johnny Cash studio in Hendersonville, Tennessee, just a few miles out of Nashville, the Stamps, the J.D. Sumner and the Stamps Quartet were there. And I was about ready to sing the Robe of Calvary, his Robe of Calvary. And then Susie said, let me do it. And I said, Susie, you can't sing. She says, let me do it. So I got to use whatever soap I wanted to when I washed the dishes. That shows I'm the boss of the house, right? I could use any soap I wanted. And so I let her. She couldn't sing, but she sure could preach. And here is J.D. Susie Alamo with J.D. Sumner and the Stamps Quartet singing his Robe of Calvary.
Yes, kings wear robes of gold and velvet. Oh, but soon their glory fades away. But the King of Kings in heaven, he wore a homespun robe that day. The soldiers gambled for his garment, while the sun turned dark above. But the men, yes, the same men who crucified him were forgiven by his love. Those who saw his robe knew torment if they lived by sin and shame. But if they, yes, even they, renounced their evil, they too were welcomed by the Lord. His robe was woven by his mother. Blessed faith in every thread. The Christ who wore it lives forever. My Lord and my God, he has risen from the dead.
Thank you.
Praise the Lord. That was Susie Alamo, deceased 1982, and with the J.B. Sumner and the Stamps Quartet. Before the Vatican can cause people to be put to death, they first must control, they need to propagandize the masses in order for them to control their thinking to such a state that they would gladly see people murdered, that the general public would love to see them murdered. They first must propagandize the Bible, though. If they can make you think that the Bible is evil and what they're doing is right, that the Antichrist is right, and that Jesus is wrong, and that God is wrong, God's only guide for us to get to the kingdom of heaven is his knowledge, the Bible. How to attain the power of the entire triune God, we must study the Bible to know that God, Jesus with his Father, God, must be living within us, giving us God's power enough to be able to live in the Spirit, the right kind of life, the life that Christ lived here on earth. All these things are prescribed in the Word of God, and if the Antichrist church, cult, homosexual church in Rome, and its governors throughout the world that are enforcing the right for homosexuals to be married, to do abortions, to murder people, to take away the death penalty for those that really need to be put to death. They put those to death that really don't need to be put to death, like Christians, the people at Waco, the Waco massacre. And they kill Christians. Now, the Jews over in Germany thought that it was Christians putting them to death, but it was the Catholics. I have a friend that ran Cashbox magazine, which was the Bible of the recording industry, and the Pope wanted to be on the charts, so the Pope called him up and told him, I'd like you to come and visit me at the Vatican. And he says, everything will be paid for, and you'll have a motorcade when you get there. So he did. And at the time that George got there, he had a Gentile name. His last name was?
Albert.
Yeah, George Albert. He was a good friend of mine. He ran Cashbox magazine. And so he says, well, the Pope is busy right now, but he sent an ambassador to George and says, the Pope wants me to have you tour the catacombs down here. Would you like to see them? And so George says, yeah. So they took him downstairs, and he said, oh, these coffins, there were like thousands upon thousands of coffins. And George, Albert, is really a Jew, see? And so they says, George asked him, who's in these coffins? Who are all these coffins here? He said, our enemies. He said, who are your enemies? He said, the Jews. And George says, get me out of here. He had the saltiest mouth I ever saw in my life. You blankety blank, stinking blankety blank, get me out of here. And so, man, he raised the roof and made them take him back to the airport and put him on the plane and come back to Hollywood. And there are so many books that are written on how evil, and especially the Bible. We have testimonies by the thousands of nuns and priests that got out of that place because they know how vile and evil and wicked and how ungodly they are. So, you know, there's no question about who the Bible's talking about. There's no other organization on earth that has got the kings of the earth total control of them because of the money that they make by being Catholic and the position that they're able to acquire by being Catholic. So the Word of God by the Holy Spirit is the only way that we're able to get into the kingdom of God, and that's why this satanic organization wants to take the Word of God away from you, away from your children, and make it illegal. Now, it's all right if they teach Buddhism, Shintoism, communism, any of the Marxism, all these isms, Catholicism in schools. As a matter of fact, the public schools now are riddled with Catholic priests and nuns that are teaching your children. And that's why if anybody in my church said they wanted to go especially when I'm the president of the American Association of Non-Denominational Christian Schools, and they wanted to go to a Catholic school to be brain damaged in there and to learn how to smoke pot and abort children and everything, I don't want you in the church. You've made a decision to not live in the Lord's church. Now, this church is run by the Holy Spirit. And so, you know, now the media, Satan's mouth, is telling that these people should go to prison if they don't allow, if they'll put a person out of their church for having sex in the church, and if they don't believe in Catholic, if they believe in the Catholic Church and that this is a godly church, you have to leave. Okay, because there is definitely a separation between God and Satan in our church. There's a division. The Bible definitely says that we must do that. Now, the government, even the government, the Antichrist government, is saying there's a separation between church and state, and so here they come into trying to run the real, true churches of God. Well, if there's a separation between church and state, then get out of our churches, okay, and stay away. Because we don't buy your doctrine. It's the Antichrist. It's anti the Word of God. Okay, so there is no condemnation. The only way that a person may escape the eternal condemnation of God is recorded in the 8th chapter of the book of Romans. Verse 1 states that there is therefore no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, not the Vatican. The Vatican, Mary, didn't die for your sins and raised from the dead and ascend into heaven. She's just a Jewish girl that God used as an incubator to bring forth a man-child who had God in him. Now, we're human beings, those of us that are born again of the Spirit, but yet we have God's Spirit living in us too. We weren't born that way. That's why we had to become born again of the Spirit. And you have to do the same thing if you want to escape hell, the lake of fire, and get into the kingdom of heaven. So there's no condemnation to those that walk not after the flesh, but that walk after the Holy Spirit. This involves, if you walk after the flesh, that means that you've received a man-made propaganda. Now, the media, which is the mouth of the Vatican, or Satan, is propagandizing all the churches, the true churches in the world, and calling them cults and exalting this evil cult that God says is the head of the Antichrist. It's the great whore. Now, we're going to read some scriptures in that regard. So, Sharon, would you come and read some of the scriptures? We have a lot of letters that we could read, but I think this is so important because they're really, turning the nuts and bolts to get everything going again over here, because we're pulling them down. We're pulling their doctrine down by exalting the doctrine of the Lord. Now, if you're otherwise, then you are of the devil. Okay, well, you've got the 17th chapter of Revelation there. Let's start reading. It's going to talk about this Antichrist, homosexual, child molesting, murdering, lesbian, thieving cult that is trying to make war against God. And the Bible says that God is making war with them by his word. And if the people of the Lord don't start preaching God's word and revealing these things to the general public, they're actually going to start believing Satan rather than God. And then you're going to be responsible at the judgment because bar of God from hiding the truth. You're unrighteous for hiding the truth, the word of God, and allowing these devils to preach their filth, their anti-Christian, anti-Bible, anti-God, anti-Christ doctrine to the people of this world. So let's read what God's going to do to them. Okay, go ahead.
And there came one of the seven angels which had the seven vials and talked with me, saying unto me.
The seven vials means that they're pouring out the vials of wrath on the earth, and that's happening right now. We can see all the, you know, the different plagues that are hitting the earth now, and all the diseases, the pestilences. Then go ahead.
And saying unto me, come hither, I will show unto thee the judgment of the great whore that sitteth upon many waters.
Okay, so the great whore is the mother of every abomination on the face of this earth, and the Bible says, you'll hear it later, that she sits in the city of the seven hills or the seven mountains, and that is Rome, Italy. You can go down to a travel agency or even to the airport and say, I'd like to buy a ticket to the city of the seven hills or the seven mountains, and they give you a ticket to Rome right away. And this is Satan's seat. This is where the whore sits. Go ahead, read.
With whom the kings of the earth have committed fornication.
Okay, so the kings of the earth have committed fornication. That means when she says, take the Bible out of schools, all the people, the Roman governors, which they call presidents and kings and all this, but she's under, all these people are under the Roman Catholic cult. She says, get the Bible out of schools and teach everybody that they're monkeys so that they'll start taking drugs and narcotics and and that they'll begin committing abortions, or they'll tell them there's no truth to the Bible so that they can just do anything they want. And tell them that there's no judgment, just like Satan told Eve, there's no judgment, God's a liar, don't believe that he's going to kill you. But you can see plainly that the Lord did kill everybody, that everybody has to die, amen?
Amen.
It's appointed unto man, every man wants to die, and after this, the judgment. That's why Enoch and Elijah had to come back in the form of John the Baptist, and Enoch is back on earth right now. Because it's appointed unto all men once to die. These two didn't die. They were taken away, and they had to come back. John the Baptist had to come back. He was beheaded because he was uncovering the truth of what was going on and was attempting to save Herod's soul by preaching you can't commit incest. You cannot commit adultery with your brother's wife. And you're an adulterer. You're having sexual relationships with another man's wife. Now, you know, of course, Satan, you can't lock against him. He'll say that any Christian is committing adultery with other people's wives, if you want to believe that you can. But why would I do anything like that, or any true Christian, if they wanted to get into the kingdom of heaven? I'd just be selling my own soul. And if you think I'm doing it because I'm in it for the money, I own a Beatles album, and I keep saying this to people, that's worth, they tell me, $50 to $100 million, and I don't have to be in the ministry for money. That's the least thing I think about. All I want to, would like finances for is to help other people, like we do. We do that. Okay, continue reading, please.
And the inhabitants of the earth have been made drunk with the wine of her fornication.
Okay, so the fornication is her disobedience against God's word. Okay, then what?
So he carried me away in the spirit into the wilderness, and I saw a woman sit upon a scarlet-colored beast.
Okay, this woman is the whore of Rome, the Roman Catholic cult. It's Satan, the embodiment of Satan. It's the incarnation of Satan on a beast. What kind of a beast?
A scarlet-colored beast.
That means the beast is the government, the one-world government. Now, by propaganda, they've positioned themselves around by propagandizing everybody's mind in the world to believe that this is the Holy Church of God. So she's sitting, so the scarlet, the colors of the Vatican are scarlet and purple. And so when they have propagandized the people in government to do her will, like no longer are we a nation under God, one nation under God. They made sure of that. They have given all of our properties away to Japan and Germany, our enemies in World War II, because they don't want this nation to be powerful. By propaganda, they said, we must do that, rebuild all these different countries. But in fact, they run those countries. So when they're taking things away from the United States of America, they're not taking anything away from themselves, because they also run Germany, Japan, China, Russia. They run all these places. And the people that they don't run, the real third-rate countries, like Iran and Iraq, they're just now getting to them to bring in what they call democracy. But democracy is not democracy. It's not the word of God. Because it says, we the people, but God says, no, I am God. And I make the decisions. I'm the one that made everything, and so I know how to run everything. The masses of people have always been wrong. Look at the people during the day of Noah. They were all wrong. Only 8 people, one man, Noah and his family, were saved. And so it's ridiculous to put government in the hands of mankind, because unless mankind has vowed to run everything on this earth according to the word of God. But everything is turned backwards now. And now God is full of vengeance and wrath. And he's going to destroy the whore of Revelation. He's going to destroy this one world government. And he's going to destroy the news media. And if I were you people, I'd get out of there so fast and make my head swim, because I've felt the wrath of God, even when I wasn't going to tell people in the office about what he was doing to me and what he was saying to me, because it was so embarrassing to me. But he frightened me so much by pulling the breath in and out of me, and my heart was beating so powerful that it seemed like it was causing my chest to go 5 inches out of my chest. So I did what he said, because I didn't fear the people in that office anymore. I didn't fear being embarrassed any longer. I didn't fear anybody, and I to this day don't, because God instilled so much fear of him that if I disobey him, disobedience is sin, and disobedience is the same sin. Disobedience to God's word is the same sin as witchcraft. And the Bible plainly states that no witch shall inherit the kingdom of God. Okay, go ahead.
A scarlet-colored beast full of names of blasphemy, having 7 heads.
See, blasphemy. Blasphemy is to blaspheme the Holy Spirit. Now, the Bible states that the Word of God is the Holy Spirit. Because if you read it, then the Holy Spirit will give faith to you. Faith comes by reading the Word of God and hearing the Word of God. And by hearing it, it means if you read it, you hear what it's saying and you believe it. He that has an ear to believe, a believing ear, a hearing ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto all the churches on the face of this earth. Let the Spirit speak to you instead of this evil, whorish cult, this homosexual cult that's degrading, that's blaspheming God and Christ. God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit lives in me and every born-again Christian. And if you're coming against us, you're coming against Christ. When Christ appeared to the Apostle Paul on the road to Damascus, Paul was persecuting the Christians, and Jesus said, why persecutest thou me? Well, he could have said, well, Lord, I'm not persecuting you. I'm persecuting these Christians. I'm living in those Christians. You're persecuting me. So if you're persecuting me, you're persecuting Christ. And I guarantee you, the Bible guarantees you, the Word of God guarantees you, that you're going to spend eternity in the lake of fire. hell and the lake of fire. Okay, now continue on.
Having seven heads and ten horns.
Okay, keep going.
And the woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet color.
Okay, purple and scarlet are the colors of the Vatican. So she was arrayed, this is the whore of the church, this cult, this the homosexual, lesbian, child molesting, murdering cult that is murdering millions of people so that she can control people under the guise of democracy, under the guise of peace and safety. The Lord says when they keep saying that, when they say peace and safety, then comes sudden destruction from the Lord. Do you see sudden destruction happening to different countries in the world today?
Yes.
Yes, you do. So the word of God is true. Then what?
And decked with gold and precious stones and pearls.
There's no other church in the world that's decked with gold. I went to one of those Catholic churches in Venice, and the walls, I mean, this thing is like incredibly, you have to pay money to go in and see it. And I thought, this will be worth it just to go in and see all this, because I'd never seen it before. And here it was just solid gold all the way around the place. In Rome, it's the same thing. There's like huge statues, and the Lord commands you not to make statues of anything in heaven or on earth. And so they're just totally disobedient. They're bastards. The Bible says they're fatherless children, which is a bastard. Then what?
Having a golden cup in her hand full of abominations.
Oh, yeah, she's drinking, you know, it's okay to commit adultery. It's okay to fornicate. It's okay to kill your children. Fornicate, and if you get pregnant, go to the doc. Go over here. We got it all set up for you people to sin. All you want. Come on, join us. You're free. But the Bible says, when you know the truth will set you free to be able to serve God and to be able to go straight into the kingdom of heaven when you die instead of the pit of hell. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, keep going.
And filthiness of her fornication.
She's filthy. I mean, every filthy thing you can see. They say that it's going to be better if... right now, you can't even get on an airplane without them checking. Now they're checking liquid. If you put go on the plane with liquid, you have to get rid of it. Next, you know, they're going to say if you've got a hat on that you can't, you got maybe have a bomb in the hat or something. But they're the ones that planted the bombs. Don't forget that. They're the ones that cause every abomination on the face of this earth. Then what?
And upon her forehead was a name written, Mystery Babylon the Great.
You see, it's not Babylon, which was Persia, but it's Mystery Babylon the Great. But it's not mysterious to those of us that know the Word of God. And you can know the Word of God right now. There's a start and a finish to everything. By accepting the Lord Jesus Christ, the Bible says that He is the Word of God. In other words, believe on the entire Word of God and thou shalt be saved. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. Believe on the entire Word of God and you shall be saved. Well, we don't know the whole Word of God. How can we be saved? There's a beginning point. All you got to do is ask the Lord Jesus Christ to enter into your heart, and He will. All that call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. So let's do that right now. Okay, my time is up, and I've only got a few seconds here left, so repeat this prayer and say it to God with all your heart and soul. Now, you know, I'm going to be teaching the book of Revelation more and more every day, and you'll see if you have any thinking power in you at all, you'll know. And if the Spirit of God gets a hold of you, you'll know that what I'm saying is the absolute truth. We're reading out of the Bible here. Say to the Lord now with all your heart and soul, my Lord and my God, have mercy upon my soul, a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God, and I believe that He died on the cross and shed His precious blood for the forgiveness of all my former sins, and I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit. I open the door of my heart, and I invite you into my heart, Lord Jesus. Wash all my filthy sins away in the precious blood that you shed for me. You will not turn me away, Lord Jesus. You will save my soul. I know because your word says so. Your word says you'll turn no one away. Therefore, I know you've heard me. I know you've answered me, and I know I'm saved, and I thank you, Lord Jesus, for saving my soul. Now, raise your hands up and worship the Lord, and do it all day long. I did, and I still worship the Lord. Say, praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, because He inhabits the praises of the saints. And you're going to be happy if you just stay into the Word of God and do what He says. Now, Sharon, tell them four ways that they can get a copy of this program, number 239. And it's free of charge, and so is the handling and the mail charges and all that. So there's nothing that you're going to lose by listening to this tape over and over again. Go ahead, Sharon.
Go to alamoministries.com or write to Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 6467, Texarkana, Texas 75505, or call area code 479-782-7370, or fax to area code 479-782-7406.
You know, like when you're born again of the Spirit, when the going gets rough, the Lord will stand with you. You know, and who can be against you if the Lord is with you? I did a song, several songs, a couple of albums with the J.D. Center and the Stamps Quartet. This one I did at Porter Wagner's studio, and Elvis Presley owns the publishing on this one, and it's called, the Stamps didn't back me on this one. I was thinking that they did, but they didn't. And go ahead, let's play Stand By Me. The Lord will stand by you.
When the storms of life are raging, stand by me. When the storms of life are raging, stand by me.
Stand by me.
When the world is tossing me like a ship out on the sea, who do last, wind and water, stand by me,
stand by me.
When I'm growing old and feeble, stand by me. When I'm growing old and feeble, stand by me.
Stand by me.
When I do the best I can, and my friends misunderstand, now who'd ever lost in that world, stand by me.
Stand by me.
Now who'd ever lost in that world, stand by me.
Stand by me.